Good evening again. I am super blessed to be able to stand up here in front of you this evening to bring another portion of God's Word. I had a wonderful sermon this morning. I hope I'll try to do just as good as he did this morning, just as well. But needless to say, God's Word is perfect, and we know that everything that's in this book is perfect and true. And as long as we stick to this, we're doing everything that God wants us to do. So tonight's sermon is going to be titled The Shepherd's Voice. And I want to start off by looking in John chapter 10. So please turn with me over to John chapter 10. Our text will primarily come from this evening. We're going to start off verse 1. John chapter 10 and verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up on some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Tonight we're going to talk about hearing the shepherd's voice. I want to take a look and drop down to verse 7. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and flees, and the wolf catches them, and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling, and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. We see that Jesus is that shepherd. We understand, as we get ready to turn over to John chapter 8, go ahead and please do that with me. We understand that Jesus is the shepherd, but in John chapter 8, starting at verse 42, we understand that Christ is also from God. John chapter 8, verse 42, starting, Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? You are of your father the devil, and the lust of the father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. We understand that Christ is from God, but God also tells us that we must listen to Christ. Let's turn over to Matthew chapter 17, as we had in our scripture reading. Matthew 17 in verse 5 again tells us what? That while he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Those exact words, hear ye him. God tells us about Christ to listen. He was, in that aspect, he was talking to the three that that came with him, James, Peter, James, and John, his brothers. But he was told to listen to Christ. Stephen also preached Christ. Turn with me over to Acts chapter 7. We're going to see some instances here of a couple things that may happen. Acts chapter 7, verse 37. We're going to read about, "This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brothers like unto me, him shall ye hear." Stephen preached Christ and said, "Hear him," unlike some other people that didn't. Let's turn over to Acts chapter 13 and verse 27. Acts 13, 27 tells us, "For they that dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him." Acts 13, 27 also tells us how we hear him today is through the word. When we read like those that read the prophets every Sabbath day, we understand that to know Christ, we must understand what his word is in order to hear his voice. So, when we read like those that read the prophets every Sabbath day, we can understand to know what the voice of Christ is. However, there are some today that still think that they sound like truth but are wrong. Turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 tells us, starting in verse 5, "They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." There it is a distinct difference. We can understand what error is and what truth is, and what the word is, the voice. We understand what that voice sounds like by the scriptures because we're able to discern it. The reason that we're able to discern that is because we read and we study. Now, there is also something that Christ tells us about that. We must read the word to help us discern between what is right and what is wrong. If we don't listen and believe, we don't know what Christ says. Turn with me to John chapter 10. Again, back to our text there. He tells us a little bit more down inside that chapter. John chapter 10, and let's go back to verse 25. John 10, 25. "And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." We must be able to read, to know that voice. But if we read and we choose not to listen, there is consequences for that as well. Turn with me over to Acts chapter 3. Starting in verse 22. "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people." Those that do not hear his word, his soul shall be cut off. Turn over to John chapter 6 and verse 63. John 6 and verse 63 tells us, "It is the spirit that quicketh, the flesh it profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." We understand that Jesus tells us that his word is spirit and his word is life. We can also read of an account of that, of how he also told Paul through Ananias in Paul's recount of his conversion, Acts chapter 22. let's turn over there. I know that we've been studying that this morning and the book of Acts through our study with Donnie. But look at what Ananias told Paul in Acts chapter 22, starting at verse 14. He said, "The God of our fathers have chosen you, that you should know his will, see that just one, should hear the voice of his mouth, and you shall be his witness unto all men of what you have seen and heard." We understand what Paul did in his conversion as he recounts that. You will hear his voice out of his mouth. In this aspect, he actually got to hear his physical voice there. But you shall be a witness of an ultimate of what you have seen and heard. So for us, the scriptures are what we see to understand the voice of Christ. But in closing, I want to look at one more passage. And that's at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Revelation 3 and verse 20. One last thought before we close up for the evening. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Do you hear the shepherd? He will come if we will listen. We understand that hearing comes from the scriptures as well. Romans 10, verse 17. "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We hear when we read the scriptures. We will know his voice. We will know the truth. His word is truth. Belief, as John 20, verse 31, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. To repent of your sins. Turn away. To confess, like the eunuch did in Acts chapter 8, like the eunuch in his confession, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and making that good confession. And to be baptized and to be added to the church. Acts 2 and verse 41, those who accepted were baptized and added to the church. Continue to walk with the shepherd in the truth. If we can do anything for you tonight, you've trying to make a correction of maybe you've fallen away, we can help bring you back forward to make things right. Or if you want to be a child of God tonight, please come forward.